Hey everyone, welcome back to Supportive Self-Talk. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and today we're diving deep into something we all experience, those pesky negative thoughts that can sometimes hijack our day. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of self-criticism? You know that feeling when your inner voice is louder than a rock concert and it's singing you a tune about all the things you're doing wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Understanding the psychology behind those negative thoughts can be our secret weapon in turning them around. It's not about ignoring them or pretending they don't exist, because that never works. It's about learning how to recognize them, understand where they come from, and ultimately, choose a different narrative. So buckle up, because we're going on a journey into the mind, and trust me, it's way more interesting than it sounds. Let's start with 5 key takeaways that will help you unpack the psychology of those negative thoughts. Number 1. Negative thoughts are often automatic. They pop into our heads like uninvited guests, sometimes without us even realizing it. This is because our brains are wired to focus on threats and potential dangers, a survival mechanism from way back in the day when saber-toothed tigers were roaming around. But today, those threats often come in the form of imagined scenarios or past experiences, not actual lions lurking in the bushes. Recognizing this automatic nature is the first step towards taking control. Number 2. Negative thoughts can be influenced by our core beliefs. We all have these deeply ingrained beliefs about ourselves, the world, and how things work. These beliefs can shape our thinking patterns and influence the kinds of negative thoughts we have. For example, if you believe, I'm not good enough, you might find yourself constantly criticizing your accomplishments or fearing failure. Identifying these core beliefs is crucial because it allows us to challenge them and replace them with more positive and empowering ones. Number 3. Our environment plays a role too. Think about it. Who are the people you spend the most time with? What kind of media do you consume? These things can all contribute to our thought patterns. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity, it's going to seep into your own thinking. So, be mindful of your surroundings and choose to surround yourself with positive influences, people who uplift you, content that inspires you, and environments that make you feel good. Number 4. It's not about being positive all the time. Let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's okay to have negative thoughts sometimes, they're a normal part of the human experience. What matters is how we respond to them. Instead of letting them spiral out of control, try acknowledging them, understanding their root cause, and then choosing to shift your focus to something more constructive. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone has flaws, and everyone experiences setbacks. Be kind to yourself during these moments. Learn from them, and keep moving forward. Okay, so let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the hours, you know your stuff, but as the big day approaches, those negative thoughts start creeping in. What if I freeze up? What if I forget everything? What if people think I'm a complete idiot? Sound familiar? Instead of letting these thoughts take over, remember what we've talked about. First, acknowledge them. Yep, you're feeling anxious, that's okay. Next, try to identify the root cause. Are you worried about past experiences, or maybe perfectionism is getting in your way? Then, challenge those thoughts with positive affirmations. I'm prepared, I know my material, and I can do this. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. You're human, you're allowed to make mistakes. Just learn from them and keep going. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you unpack the psychology behind those pesky negative thoughts. Remember, awareness is power. The more you understand how your mind works, the better equipped you are to choose a positive and empowering narrative. Keep practicing those self-compassion techniques, challenge those limiting beliefs, and don't forget to surround yourself with positivity. Remember, we're all in this together, and I can't wait to hear about your journey on social media. Share your thoughts, leave a review, and let me know how these strategies are working for you. Until next time, keep that inner dialogue supportive and kind. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.